Okay, my friends, here we go. We're going to do a little bit of a munavad. We're doing this, the Schus Rafur Shalema for Yisrael Dov Ben Liba, Soch Shah Choli Yisrael, lots of other people that need Yeshuas and Rafuas right now. And it's like starting to process the magnitude of how really traumatic this is for our people. And Bez Hashem, we're hoping that every single one should have Rafur Shalema. We're going to speak about that right now tonight. We're going to talk about having Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what this whole Vad is for. It's called Emuna Vad, and it's meant to be Mechazik or Emuna. So, Beis Hashem, in the Schus Refu Shlema for Yisrael, Dov Ben Liba, Soch Shachol Yisrael, we're going to learn tonight, try to be Mechazik ourselves. So, we're going to speak tonight about Parshas Tzav. In Parshas Tzav, there is discussion of the Korban Toida. Imal Toida Yakrivenu. This is called the Korban Toida. The Gemara in Brachas tells us that there's four different people that need to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzichem lohoides. One is Yardei Yam. The other one is Holchei Midbarois. Another one is Mishaya Cholev in Esrape. And the last one who has Chovish Beveis Yisurim. Those are the four things. And the way to remember it is Klal Yisrael went through all four of them. Dovi, keep your eyes on the road. Do me a favor, okay? I don't need to. Listen, Klal Yisrael, first of all, they were in a base Yisroel, they were in jail for sure. There was like, they were enslaved. Second of all, they went through the Yamsuf. They went through the Midbar, Lechtech Achrei, Bamidbar, Beretz Lo Zeruah. They went through all these things, and they also were like a Cholish and a Srape. Because it says, Kol HaMachal Asher Samti Mitzrayim Lo'asim Alecha, Kinei Hashem Roifecha. Hashem is going to heal us from all of our afflictions, whether it's spiritual or physical. So Klal Yisrael had all four. We have lots of reason to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Pesach. This is the idea of the Korban Toida. There's an interesting Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai says someone that gets married also should say Birchas HaGoimel. What do you say about that? Simchas Chosin Akala also is a reason for a person to bench Goimel. The reason is not clear. The Imre Emes says the reason is because when a person gets married, Hashem is like, hey, this is not a Loch Lamaisa, Yosef. Just telling you.
Okay, good.
Okay, but listen, you might appreciate the reason. The Imre Emes says the reason is because when a person gets married, it's Meichelin Lo Kol Avinoiso. We forgive him for all of his sins. So it's like he never sinned before. It's like Mamash is like a Cholish and a Srape. He's like a sick person who had all these sins and now he's got better. He's taken out of his base of Yisurim. Now his Neshama can fly. Therefore, he says that there are people that say that you should make this bracha. I call upon him. Listen to this amazing Yisoid. That it says that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, a person wanted to bring a korban toida. So what would he bring? He would bring a korban. But now, when a person wants to bring a korban, instead, if he doesn't have, because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, what should he do? So one thing we know about learning the halachas, which is what we're learning now, but also dinim and the ideas of the korbanos. But there's something else, which is you should write a sefer. A person should write a sefer, and a sefer is bimakom korban. And I'm going to tell you about different times over the course of history where people actually did that. Where people wrote Svarim, and the Sefer was because they were saved from different situations. For example, Agoin Reb Shmuel ben Reb Yitzchok, he lived in Tzvas, and he was sick, and he wrote his Sefer called Mizmar L'Soida as a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for him getting better. Another example is Reb Shmuel Kadinover. He wrote a Sefer, Birchas HaZevach. It's a relatively famous Sefer. And the reason was because the Kazakhs, they tried many times to kill him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him every time. So as thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wrote his sefer called Birchas HaZevach. And Reb Shmuel HaNogid, the famous Reb Shmuel HaNogid, who he lived in a place called Granada, so he also put out a sefer. It's called Hilchasa Gevirta. He was a very famous a mechaber of Svarim. And that was when they won the war in Granada. He was a warrior, Shmuel HaNogid. They won the war. He also wrote his sefer. Ramosha Isulis, who is the Rama, who the Halager Rama, Echazki, good to see you over there. The Halager Rama, he wrote a Pirish, I think it's on Megillas Esther, called Mechir Yayin. He doesn't write what he wrote it for, but he wrote it for some sort of Yeshua, he writes that he had. So we see that a lot of great people, when they had a Yeshua, so they can't bring a Korban Toida, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So instead, what did they do? They wrote Svarim. And you even find that people, even before they had the Yeshua, they were Mekabel on themselves to write a sefer when they were in a tzara. For example, the Ibn Ezra, when he was sick, so he was made a ned there to write a sefer, and he did. He wrote his famous sefer, the Ibn Ezra. Rabbi Yaakov Reischer wrote a sefer called Iyun Yaakov. He was actually going through a very bad ailment. He was temporarily blind, and he said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is heals me, I'll do ayin tachas ayin. So you wrote a sefer on the Ein Yaakov. The Ein Yaakov is the Agadata. Ion Yaakov is a very famous pirish on Agadata. Ayin tachas ayin. You gave me back my eyesight. I'm going to write a pirish on the Ein Yaakov, is what he did. The Pnei Yeshua is the most famous, my friends. The Pnei Yeshua was under some sort of, I thought it was a fire, but it brings him apoilus, which means that there was a like an earthquake, or somehow the house collapsed. He was underneath the house. He was there, and he didn't know how he was going to get out. He was mekabel on himself to write a sefer, like his grandfather was the Magine Shlomi. He wanted to answer a lot of the questions on Tosfos that asked on Rashi, and he was mekabel. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets him out, he's going to dedicate his life to Torah. And all of a sudden, seconds later, I can even read you his lashon of how he wrote it. But he wrote, seconds later, he saw there was like a path that was for him. Vani terem achala ledaber. And when I finished speaking, hadvar malibi, shama Hashem bekol anya. Hashem heard my voice. V'nasan li mahalchim. Hashem gave me a path. Kimin shvil mamish. It was like mamish a path. V'yatzasi b'shalom b'li pega. And I got out. And then he wrote the very famous sefer called the Pnei Yeshua. If you look also, the sefer Yeshua's Yaakov, he wrote that his ksavim were stolen. His ksavim, which were very precious to him, they were stolen from his house. And he wrote that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps, I should get my ksavim back. I'm going to make sure that I'm going to print them. And so he did. He got his ksavim back and he printed them in the sefer Yeshua's Yaakov. So we see that it's a very big thing to go to print. If a person has what to print of his own, for sure, even if he doesn't have his own, if he's makabel to help someone else, assist someone in printing of a sefer, that's kind of like his matana, his nedava, his karban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's another sefer in the world. Nowadays, that we can't bring a karban to Eidah, so Chazal were kaveh, we should make a bracha. The bracha we make is brachas ha-goymel. The Chazal were masakin, the bracha ha-goymel l'chayavim tavois, shegamalani kol toif. That's the bracha that we make. Now, it's interesting that the Sifsei Kayin says that the very first bracha that we find in the history of the world was Birchas HaGoymel. Where is that? It's when Yisro said, Baruch Hashem, Hashem Shir Hitzil Aschem Mi'an Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved you from Mitzrayim. It's like a Birchas HaGoymel, says the Sifsei Kayin. It was the very first bracha. And he brings down here in the Eitz HaPolis HaTorah, maybe that's why it says that Yisro brought Zvachim Leilokim. He shechted karbanos. What are those karbanos of Yisro? That was because a person brings a karban toida. Shalmei toida. It's called a shlamim. So maybe that was the zemach. And it says afterwards, Vayover Aaron v'chol ziknei Yisrael lecho lechem im choysin Moshe. Everyone came to eat bread with Moshe. What type of bread? The answer is that the karban toida comes along with a lot of bread. There's actually 40 breads that are eaten with the lachmeitov, 4 to 10 different types of breads. Hey, Chosin, how you doing? You just said that a chosin is supposed to be a shgoymel. You have to listen to the beginning. But anyway, it's like this. So therefore, it could be that this whole suda that Yisro made, he came, he said, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil Eschem, Birchas HaGoymel. He made a carbon to Hashem, which is maybe the carbon zevach of shlomim, the carbon toida, shalmei toida. And then he had lechem. The lechem was maybe all of the lachmei toida. Now, it's an interesting thing which I want to share with you, which is, I believe it's from the Avudraham, I'm not positive, but it's a very famous idea. There's 40 breads with your korban. That is a ridiculous amount of bread. Who in the world can eat 40 bread by themselves? The answer is nobody, okay? Not normal people. So why do you have 40 lachmei toida? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I believe the Avudraham says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to share our carbon with other people. Share the bread. Make a suda. What do we call it nowadays? Ari, you know what it's called? A sudas?
Haida.
Instead of the carbon toida, make a sudas haida. Shulchan is also daima lemizbeach. We should make brachas bikavona, as we've mentioned many times, and make a suda soida. You have to invite other people because you have to eat all the bread. It has to be finished. If you haven't taken to finish all that bread, you'll invite other people to join you. What's the point? And you could tell them about the nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for you, that he had a Yeshua, he had a refuah, whatever it is. We want to share this information with other people. And that's what's important. Rabbi said that's part of the idea we have of something called Emunavad stories. We tell these stories. And what we're doing is we're trying to spread, like to share something good that happened. If anyone has an Emunavad story tonight that they want to share with us now, we're happy to hear it. share with it. So this is like a forum for us, similar to Asura Saida is a forum for a person to be able to share his thanks for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu's closeness. That's the idea. And it's interesting because it says, Vayishma Yisroi. Yisroel heard, that's the way the pasuk begins. And then, if you look a few psukim later, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Yisroel everything that happened. Now, Yisroel heard it already, so why is Moshe telling him? There's this idea of like sharing and talking about it together. It helps for a person to bring it into his heart. A lot of things we know in our mind, but if you want to get into your heart, you have to speak about it. So it's important for us to speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness and all the goodness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. That is the idea of the Korban Toida, is to give thanks for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's actually a machlokes if it's dafka, these four things that we give, bring the Korban Toida for, or anytime a person feels like he was in a difficult situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him out, he also brings a Korban Toida. But I want to share with you an extremely important vart, Rabbi Yisai. And this is a large part of the Amunavad, and why I want to share this whole idea with you right now. The sefer I have in front of me is called Torah Ladas. It's actually a sefer out of Flatbush. It's by Miramatis Yo, no, I'm sorry, Kew Gardens. Shout out for Eliel Pearl and everyone else who's in Queens over there. His name is Miramatis Yo Bloom. You ever heard of him, Eliel? Can't hear a word you're saying. You're muted. But
he said, I don't know him personally, but I've heard of him.
Yeah. Okay, I got it. Okay. So he wrote a sefer Torah Ladas. There are many svarim called Torah Ladas. And this is the one I want to share with you, this idea I want to share with you as follows. It says over here, he brings from the Ksav Sefer. It says, Zois Toiras Zevach Hashlomim, Imal Toida Yakrivenu. Imal Toida Yakrivenu. If you bring the carbon Toida, it says you have to bring all the Lechem, as we mentioned. Now the Medrash says, Zoiveach Toida Yichabdanani. Yichabdanani. Which is with two nuns. Yichabdani ain't Sivkan Eli Chabdinani. Kavoid Achar Kavoid. You have to, Zaveh Toida has to be Mechabed me, Kavoid Acher Kavoid. What does that mean, Kavoid Acher Kavoid? Says the Heilige Ksav Sofer, Rabbi, so listen very carefully. A person who's in Sakana, a person who's sick, a person who's traveling, he's nervous, he thanks Hashem for all the kindness and the goodness that Hashem saved him. This person thanks Hashem only for the Atzalah, for being saved. Avol b'emes, tzarech sheyoyde l'Hashem gam al shahaya b'sakana. You have to thank Hashem also for the fact that you were in sakana, that you were in danger. Why? Ki kol ma'da'ovid rachmana litav avid. Because everything Hashem does is for the good. Kidei sheyoshev mid'arko ha'ro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in a situation, He wants something from us. He wants us to do tshuva. Or Kadesh Tagia Loi Toiva Libasoifa, there's a goodness that's waiting at the end that maybe we don't see it. Gamzu Le Toiva, there's something good that's gonna come out of this, even though we don't see it right now. Hamakriv Toida. Someone who's bringing Korban Toida, Lo Yakriv Rak al Ha'atzoleh, should not only bring for the Hatzoleh, the salvation, Ela Gamal Hatzoreh Shehoisalori. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the challenge that he gave us. Sometimes someone's sick, and through his sickness, he brings out a tremendous storm of tefillos, a storm of tehillim, a storm of maisim tovim, a storm of tzedaka. All of that is in his schus. So when a person's choyle or yeshivya, or sometimes a person himself goes through an entire metamorphosis, a change of who he is. V'zeh shakosev zoveach todi yechabdanani b'nun kfula, two nuns, why? Kovet achar kovet. Ala ro! Yala toiva. Ki hakol letov of it. Our boy say, half of a feather. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the good times and also for the hard times. You know, of course they look like they're bad, but they're hard times. But hard times, we said, Kal Yisrael is like an olive. You got to squeeze it hard to get the good stuff out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is squeezing us. But we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something from us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to bring it out. And he's pushing us to our limits. And we have to realize that we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu even for this. And it's much easier when a person has the Yeshua. We can't ever try to judge someone or try to patronize someone when he's going through a tzara and say, oh, it's for your good. But that's, well, you can't say that to someone. And that's not our place to say. But after a person is zoicha to the Yeshua, and then he's able to reflect back and thank Hashem for the tzara and for the Yeshua. And I think that perhaps that's the pshat in Maseches Makos that Rabbi Akiva says, Akiva ni chamtoni, Akiva ni chamtoni. The question the Mefarshim asks is, why does it say twice nichamtoni? Nichamtoni, okay. The answer is, this wasn't just a nechama, yeah, that this tzara is going to end, that this galus is going to end. Akiva nichamtoni is menachem us on the galus itself. The galus itself, I understand, is for the good. Somehow, in what Rabbi Akiva, I'm not going into the details, what Rabbi Akiva said was showing the Chachamim that even the galus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for a purpose. It's not the pshat that we get ourselves into trouble and HaKadosh Baruch Hu like tries to bail us out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us through challenging times. And it's all for our good. And it's very hard for us to see it. That's why Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says on Pesach, he'd say, Kol Shalom Shlosh Shadvarim Alolu, Lo Yitzchik Rosu V'Pesach, Pesach Matzah Umar. We say it at the Seder night, Pesach Matzah Umar. Think about it, my friends. It's out of order. For sure, the Mara comes before the Pesach. The Matzah also comes before the Pesach. So why does it say Pesach Matzah Umar? It should say Mara Matzah Pesach. Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, because you can't really thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Mara until you experience the Pesach. The Pesach is the Yeshua. Once you're able to bench Goimel for the Hatzalah, now you can reflect back and bench Goimel also for the hard times. But it's so difficult when a person is in that darkness, in that dark moment. And that's where Amunah has to kick in. And a person that has to say, Gamzu le toiva. It's going to bring me to a good, an eventual good. I know it's coming. And we have to eventually be able to thank Hashem also for the challenges that he gives us. Now, there's another interesting thing, and this is a fascinating idea. When it comes to Berachas HaGoimel, I'm going to tell you two interesting halachas. The first one is as follows. I believe it's also in Avudraham. There's the Chazaras HaShatz that we have is the Shlech Tzibur who's being mitzi all of us. We're supposed to listen, by the way, during Chazaras HaShatz. It's very important to have 10 people listening to every single word that the Chazan says. Chazaras HaShatz is more powerful than our Shtilah Shemoneh Esrei. Some people don't know this. Chazaras HaShatz is as follows. The Zohar brings down that the reason why we have to daven Shemoneh Esrei quietly is because we're afraid of critique. If the Malachim hear our Shtilahs, they're going to say, hey, you said this wrong, you said that wrong, your Kavanas are wrong on this, your Kavanas are wrong on that, and the Tefillah is going to get stuck somewhere. So why is Chazaras HaShatz able to be done out loud? Says the Heilig Zoya, Chazaras HaShatz is so powerful, it just plows through all of the Malachim. Malachim are powerless in front of the Chazaras HaShatz. Because that's just such an amazingly powerful tefillah, and so many people are wasting it by spacing out, or looking at things, even looking at Svarim, or talking Chas V'Shalom during Chazaras HaShatz. If we listen to Chazaras HaShatz, it helps our tefillahs just break through all of the mechitzas. Anyway, there's one exception, which is Maidim. In Maidim, the Chazan says Maidim, and we all have to say Maidim simultaneous to the Chazan. Simultaneous to the Chazan, we say our own Maidim. What's the pshat? We say, why do we say our own Maidim? Why don't we just yoitz with his way? Says the Heilig Avudraham, half love of fella. When it comes to Maidim, my friends, when it comes to Maidim, not really supposed to learn during Chazaras HaShatz. Better not to learn during Chazaras HaShatz. I'd say it that way. Better not to. Should listen, try to listen to every word. When it comes to Maidim, says Avudraham, every person has to say thank you. His very self, bakoshas, other people can ask for you. Different things, but when it comes to saying thank you, we want to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every person says thank you himself. Shlech Tzibur can't say thank you for you. Thank you is an emotion. Thank you is a feeling. I have to say thank you with my own feeling. Moidim anachnu loch. Hashem, thank you for everything you've done for me. Every person has to say thank you himself because every person is coming to this from a different place. It's a famous story. And if it's not famous yet, we're going to make it famous. About a Rabbi Goyin, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef had a very, very complicated surgery. They brought a surgical team from America to do surgery on Rabbi Yosef. It's famous that he did not have anesthesia during the surgery. He just thought learning, and he was oblivious of everything that was going on. Anyway, after the surgery, before the surgery, I don't know which one, he asked one of his gabbayim, how do you say the words Todah Rabah in English? He knew no English. How do you say Todah Rabah in English? So they said, thank you very much. He said, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. He got it, okay? He got it. He turns to the surgeon and he says, thank you very much. The Gabbai asked him, he says, well, why, the Rav is so careful with every single moment. He was so careful with every moment, Rabbi Yosef. Can't even describe to you how careful he was. I could try, but why don't you just ask? We could say, we've been talking to him the whole time. We've had between us a meturgaman, a translator. Why don't you just tell us to say thank you? He says, thank you, you're supposed to say yourself. So I want information on the surgery and how and what and details that can go through a translator. But if I want to say thank you, I'm going to say thank you my very self. That's when you say thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yosef taught us this, which is basically the Avudra. So that's why when we bench Goyimel in Yeshiva, so based on the Pesach of Rabbi Wiener, we said that every person should try to bench Goyimel himself. It could be Yaitzah with someone else. Someone else could be Maitzim Goyimel. It seems that that's what Yisrael was doing for Klal Yisrael. Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzil Eschem Miad Mitzrayim. Hashem saved you. He didn't save me. I'm benching Goyimel for you, it seems like. Ah, Heilige Baltimorean, Mazel Tov, and Arye Friedman. Arye Friedman's a chassan. Baruch Hashem, Mazel Tov on that. Nice to see you, Yosef Tzviya Tzadik. I'll call upon him. Rabbi, I want to share with you one more halacha. One more halacha is as follows. Oh, an interesting, aberration. Aberration is a big word. It means that it's different than the norm. Normally, someone makes a bracha. What do you say? Rabbi Sait, help me out. This is very simple. After someone makes a bracha, what do you say?
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Thank you very much. However, when it comes to brachas on Goyimel, we have this bizarre thing. He says, Goyimel chayavim toy voice, shegamalani kol tov. And what does everyone else answer? Mi shegamalcha kol tov, hu yigamalcha kol tov sela. Ask David Gabay. Hu yigamalcha kol tov sela. He's got a song about it. Anyway. But what's up with that? We don't have that by any other bracha, that he says a bracha, everyone has to answer. What is this? You say, Agoymel l'chayavim toivois, shegemalani kol tov, mi shegemalcha kol tov, hu yigemalcha kol tov sela. What is that? So I don't have my svarim in front of me. As you know, that even by us, we're limited to how far we can go. So I didn't manage to look it up. Don't have it here. But I believe in the Sefer Pninah Mishulchan Gavoy, says the following teretz. I'm going to guess on this one. Shlomo Gansfried is my guess. This is the following thing. Listen, is being saved a good thing or is it a bad thing? Being saved, is it a good thing or a bad thing? We'll all say it's a good thing, right? No, not necessarily. Hold off a second. It could be a bad thing. Why? Because when a person has a nes, he loses schuyos. He loses schuyos. It means in Olam Haba, he's going to get up there and he's going to be like, what happened to all my mitzvahs? Oh, well, you used them up in Olam Hazeh because you were saved from all of that. Ooh, I'm not sure if he necessarily wanted to do that. So when a person thanks Hashem for saving him, we say, Misha Gamalcha Kol Tov. Hui Gamalcha Kol Tov Sela. He should continue to be Goyimal Toiv on you. In other words, you shouldn't say you used up all your schusim. A person shouldn't say, "Katointi mikola chasod mikola emes." I've now lost everything. I've lost all my schos because you've been so kind to me. Mishnah Gemara. Now, how does a person do that? Listen to me carefully, my friends. This is super important. How does a person not use up his schosim? Dachzuchmi the pshat is as follows: when a person has something miraculous happen to him, so most of us would be surprised. Wow, so crazy, unbelievable, inspiring. Why? Because we don't expect that to happen. Why don't we expect it to happen? Because we're shocked. Because if we really internalize that Hashem runs this world, if we really believed with all of our heart and soul that every single person who was sick today could be better tomorrow, every single person would be like crazy. Could you imagine waking up? No one is sick. If we really believed that Kadosh Baruch Hu ran this world 100%, we wouldn't flinch if we woke up that way. We'd be happy. We wouldn't be shocked. Then the pshat is, for us, it wasn't like anything aberration. There was nothing that would take away our schuyos. What takes away our schuyos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ki'ilu changing the laws of nature. But if I can see through the laws of nature, the laws of nature are irrelevant for me. So then, it doesn't take any schusim. Saying something very deep. The Rav Moshe Feinstein, I believe, says it on the Drash Moshe on Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim. Yaakov sent angels to Esav. Rashi says, angels mamish, Malochim mamish. What does he send angels for? What am I, Yaakov has to be busy with angels? Like what? What? Why is he dealing with Olam Habazing things that should take away his schuyos? So one shot is Yaakov was afraid to send anyone to Esav. He's afraid Esav is, you know, the makar of Toma. Who knows what's going to happen to them? But another shot is by Yaakov, there was nothing like strange about a malach. You think he flinched when he saw a malach? If the more that we can internalize our amunah, the more that we can live our amunah, a doctor says, you know, there's no hope for him. If we realize that the doctor cannot be koiveya, Hashem is koiveya, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to get better, he's going to get better. For us, a miracle is nothing surprising. So then it doesn't take away any schusim. So we have to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we're going through, if a person's in jail, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take him out of jail in a second, like we've seen. It was like out of nowhere, all of a sudden, a yid gets out of jail. He's been in jail. He's supposed to be there for years, and all of a sudden, it's the president. Of course, the president was the shliach. He had bechira. We have to thank him. But it was nothing less than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But don't flinch. Hashem can take anyone out of jail. Hashem can take anyone out of sickness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save anyone from a type of difficult situation. If we internalize that type of emunah, Yeshua's Hashem, keheref ayin, Hashem's salvation can happen in the blink of an eye. Afilu cherev chada munachas al tzavarosu shel adam. Even if a person has a sharp sword pressed against his neck, he's sure that he is about to die. There's no way he can be saved. Al tisyai shumin harachamim. Do never give up from Hashem's mercy, because you never know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. You realize that? Misha gamolcha koltuv, whoever gave you this good, who you gamolcha koltuv selot, shouldn't take away from any of your schuyos. Why? Internalize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boss. That's emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can decide to do it if he wants to do it. It's up to him. We don't make deals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's pushing us. He's squeezing us. We're going to try to do the best we can. Hopefully, that's going to be enough. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be able to bring Yeshuas for all of Am Yisrael. We're going to be Zochah B'Karav. Nisan is a special time. We spoke about it. We spoke about it here in headquarters. We call it headquarters where we are. Nisan, listen to me, my friends, carefully. Nisan is Milashan Nes. It said that all the names of the Chadoshim, these names came from Oile Bavel. They came down. These are special names. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, all these names. Nisan is Milashan Nes, but it's Nisan. What is Nisan? It should say Nisim. Nisim miracles. There are miracles that happened.
The baby is.
The pshat is, I said this often in Haggadah Shir.
It's me.
What is the difference between, what does it mean a gazlon? What does it mean a gazlon? Does it mean someone who stole once? Does he become a gazlon? Or a person that's what he does? That's you know, someone who one time stole. You don't call him a gazlon. He made a gzela. A gazlon is someone that does that on a consistent basis. What's a lamdan? A lamdan is someone who learns on a consistent basis, my friends. What's nisan? Nisan is miracles on a consistent basis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing miracles. So this is a month of miracles. But we have to believe in the miracle. We have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that teva is just a mask. And I want you to know what I heard once from the Rav in Tzvas. And I remember his name now. He's the head of Breslov in Tzfas, Rav Kenig, Rav Asher Kenig, a very big tzaddik. He's delivered a beautiful Torah. And I want to be mechazik do'elam with this Torah. He said, you know why we say Kriyashma in the morning? Really, you're supposed to say Kriyashma emanetz. That's when you're supposed to say Kriyashma. If you don't say it emanetz, you're supposed to say Kriyashma in the beginning of the day, right as the sun is beginning to rise. That's Zman Kriyashma. What's the idea of Kriyashma so early in the morning? Says Rav Kenik, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha. He says, the sun symbolizes Teva, Mother Nature. The sun rising is the power, the strength, the energy of Teva in the world. Before the sun gets bright, Hashem wants us to realize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the power of this world. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Echad, it's all you, Hashem. Before the mask of Teva is put onto this world, before the sun comes out, realize everything as Hashem. And if you do that, then you are not bound by the laws of nature, because you have pulled Ki'ilu, you've strengthened your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that nature doesn't dominate me, doesn't rule me. If you say Shema before Zman Kriya Shema. So Rabbi, I know that it's a challenge now that we don't have Minyanim Kavuim. I'm asking the Olam to try to be Machazik in Zman Kriya Shema. Say Shema, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you run this world, and you're the one that made the sickness. Bats, schmats, Chinese, Japanese, Iran, anything. It's all you, Hashem. You made it come. It came through darkened from that, but you made it come. You can make it go away. I realize you're in control, Hashem. Nothing would surprise me. And Bezer Hashem, and that's chus, the chus of our Amunah, will be zeche to Yeshuas and Rafuas, by all of Klal Yisrael, and will be zeche, Bezer Hashem, to be nechal min hazvachim u'min hapsachim. We'll be zeichet to eat the Karban Pesach together this year in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Thank you all very much for being with us.